Blog Talk Radio.
Eradicate from your mind.
All right, true worshipers. It's time to forget about all the trouble the devil's brought in our life. Give it over to God. Yeah. I want you to know right now at this time.
We gotta give him praise.
Let everybody worship.
Come on.
The Lord.
Let's worship.
Oh, come on, saints. He's worthy.
Passion for Christ, a spiritually enlightening call-in internet radio broadcast of the Grace View Church of Christ in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina, with Minister Brian C. Jones. The Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson meets at 918 West Whitner Street at 10 a.m. each Sunday morning for life-changing worship service and 7 p.m. each Thursday for life transformation Bible study. Saturate your soul with encouraging biblical sermons, morning devotions, dating tips, a cappella concerts, and congregational singing by visiting us on YouTube at www.youtube.com/GraceviewSC or call us anytime at 864-332-7572 for information about the Graceview Church of Christ, Passion for Christ Radio, or any of its other ministries. If you or someone you know has been blessed by this broadcast and would like to donate financial resources to ensure the continuation of Passion for Christ Radio and Passion for Christ television broadcast, you may give a tax-deductible donation online at www.graceviewcoc.com by clicking on the Donate tab. If you have a question or a prayer request, please dial number 1 on your telephone, and when the last 4 digits of your telephone number has been called, state your name, question, or prayer request. You can also email us at graceviewcoc@gmail.com for questions or other information. Now stay tuned as Minister Brian C. Jones gives a practical biblical lesson from principles in the Word of God tonight.
Good evening again and welcome to Passion for Christ. I'm your host, Brian C. Jones, minister of the Grace View Church of Christ here in beautiful Anderson, South Carolina. And I'm absolutely elated to be with you on this broadcast tonight. Tonight we're talking about the futility of likability. This will be a kind of lengthy series, so we're going to kind of do it in bits and pieces here. Do me a favor, text a few people right now, tell them to log on to Passion for Christ, give them the number, tell them they need to listen to this message even on tonight. Be turning your Bibles, if you would and could, to 1 Samuel chapter 20, and I'll read one verse into your hearing on tonight. Let me raise the question, have you ever wondered why people demonstrate the kind of behavior towards you that you feel like they don't like you? And sometimes people don't like you, or at least they demonstrate behavior as if they don't like you, and you don't even know them that well. They just know of you. Maybe they heard something about you. Maybe they don't even know you at all, and they just don't like you. And down through the years, particularly in ministry, and I've experienced this before in my life, so I kind of wanted to dive and delve into this to kind of give you kind of a scriptural understanding of human behavior. And the premise of why people don't like you is not always accurate. Let me debunk that, because I'm referring to people that you have only helped and people that you have only tried to help, and you just cannot figure out while they have this sort of disdain, or they just kind of despise you. And these are the kind of people that will hug everybody else and warmly embrace them. But when they get to you, they give you the half hug with the pat on the back, and you walk past them and they try to act like they don't see you when you know they see you. And those kinds of people, and the more you try to do to help them, and the more you try to do to get in their good graces, the more it seems like they go against you. So what I want to do tonight is I want to kind of dive and delve into that and let you know that David, the King David, had the same issue with his nemesis, rather his enemy, and that was Saul, who was the previous king. Let me just give you a quick tidbit of information here in terms of history. David was anointed to become the next king of Israel, while Saul was previously anointed to be the king of Israel. But after Saul was anointed, Saul did not obey God's commandments. Therefore, God decided to anoint another king. So even though Saul was still the king in terms of his role, he no longer had the anointing of God. That shifted to David. And that is the first, what I call, oil change that God allowed to happen through the prophet Samuel. So now David is on the run. The reason why David is on the run, because he's been chased and been trying to be killed by the king Saul, the very person who all David wanted to do was help him. Now notice this, 1 Samuel chapter 20. I think that's enough to at least get you close to the context here. You would have to kind of read the whole book of Samuel to really understand the whole thing of it. But the Bible says in 1 Samuel 20 and verse number 1, watch this, this is going to bless your life tonight. Then David fled from Naioth in Ramah and came and said to Jonathan, "What have I done? What is my iniquity? And what is my sin before your father that he is seeking my life?" Have you ever been in a place where you're trying to figure out, what did I do to this person? Why are they treating me this way? Did I sin against them? Have I not spoken to them? Did I not try to reach out to them? Did I not try to call them or text them? What have I done? What's my sin against this person? Have you ever been in a place in your life when you're just trying to figure out, why is a person treating you as if they don't like you, and you don't believe in your heart that you've done anything other than to try to help that person? Well, I've been through that too, and I want you to know that David has been through that as well. And what you need to know is that it's not that people do not like you, particularly people who you've helped, and particularly people who don't even really know you that well. It's just that when people see you, you expose a weakness, a deficiency, and an insecurity within them, and you're just the avenue or the vehicle that exposes that. Therefore, they treat you differently, or even, we're going to get into this later on into the series, but that person may even attack you. Then you're trying to, with threats, and treat you with ill, unspiritual behavior. And I'm talking about church folks here. I'm just not talking about folks in the world, and you can't even figure it out, and you're wasting time trying to figure out, did I say something wrong? Did I not do something they asked me to do? Or what is it that I did? So the first notion that usually we have is that we try to go back and see, is there a behavior that we could correct so that this person treats us differently? And what you'll quickly come to find out, that people who treat you differently, people who do not give you the same love or kindness and friendship as they give other people, is because when they see you within themselves, they see you and you expose something like a weakness or an insecurity within them. It could be the way you look. It could be the way you're dressed. It could be your spirituality. It could be because of how nice you are. It could be because of your work ethic. It could be because of your favor that God has given you. It could be because of all the blessings that they see in terms of the material things that God has blessed you to have. And because that person has not gained the level of success as you have had. That person may have not been able to put in the work ethic that you have had to get to where you are right now. Therefore, when they see you, they fear you as a threat to them. So what they have to do in order to feel good about themselves, they have to try to find something wrong with you. And if they cannot find something wrong with you to feel good about themselves and to justify you being on their level, they will attack you in all kinds of ways. They will slander your name. They will slander your character. They will get up under your skin. They will treat you unspiritual. They will say things about your wife. They will say things about your husband. They'll even try to treat your children bad, all because they see something in you that reminds them of their internal weakness. And you need to know that. So it is not the fact that they necessarily don't like you, because how can a person genuinely not like you and they don't even really know you? It's because every time they have to be in your presence and see you, they think in their minds something that is an insecurity. They see the way you get your hair done, sisters, and they wish they can get their hair done like that. Sisters, they see a dress or an outfit that you have, and they wish they could have it, and they don't have the money to get it, so they try to attack you. So there's all kinds of things that they, people see within you that exposes an insecurity within them. As a matter of fact, if you see a person that's large, if a large person sees you and you are skinny, then you expose a weakness within them. And I'm not trying to say anything negative about that, but they're just certain people that look at people that way. And I can come up with countless time and time situations that you will find that people have their weaknesses exposed and their insecurities exposed. And then you're trying to figure out, you're just like David, what iniquity have I done? What sin have I done? And you will never be able to figure it out, because it's not going to make rational sense for you. Let me leave you with this. And part two is next week. Please make sure you invite five people. We're going to talk about the futility of likability. The futility of likability. Now, let me leave you with this. Let your light shine. Do not spend days, hours, weeks, months, years trying to do things to get people to like you. The main person that you need to like you is God. I feel like running around right now, because if God likes you, you're going to be on good ground. If God likes you, you're going to have his favor. If God likes you, you're going to be blessed. So as long as God likes you, well, how does God like you? The Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please God, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. Seek God. Don't seek the approval of people. The Bible says in Psalm chapter 118 and verse number 8, it is better to place your trust in God rather than man. You can waste a lot of time chasing after people who don't want to be caught, doing all kinds of things for people, spending money, spending time, spending energy. In your spirit, you really want that person to like you, and you can never understand why they will not like you. It's not because they don't like you. It's just because you expose an insecurity, a deficiency, and a weakness within them. Therefore, if they don't rise to this higher spiritual level, they will never understand what's going on with them that they need to work on. So you just make sure you do God's will. You make sure you don't try to chase the approval of people. It's okay to help people. It's okay to love people. Always do that. Let your light shine before men, that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But my point to tell you tonight is seek God's approval. Seek to do the thing that God commands in his word that you know that will please God. And if that's loving people, keep loving them. If that's praying for your enemy, keep doing that. Always do the things that God wants you to do. And as long as God loves you and God likes you, you don't have to worry about anything. Because trying to please people can usually be a futile situation. If you have a prayer request, dial number one right now, and when the last four digits of your number has been called, state the name and the need of the person to whom you're requesting prayers for. And if you anything like me, if you got some haters and you just want to say, you know what, God, I'm gonna rise above the madness and I'm gonna pray for my haters tonight, dial number one right now. Don't call out your haters' names, but just let's just pray for your haters. they will come to find some comfort within themselves, and they will not look at you as the enemy, and they will look at you in the light that God tries to look at you, and that is of who you are, the child of God. Dial number one right now. Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Christ. You cannot miss this series. It's going to open up a lot about human behavior and how people act and how you and I need to act in response. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Passion for Christ.
Caller ending in 0114, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening, Brother Jones. This is Sister Smith. Just praying for everyone that's on the line and praying for my family and praying for the church as a whole, and a special prayer for you. Thank you, my brother.
God bless you real good, Sister Smith. We thank you for tuning in tonight. We'll certainly keep your family in prayer. Caller ending in 5249, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Yes, Brother Joe, asking for prayer for the child's family who lost their brother. Asking for prayer for the ones that are going through allergies at this time. Praying for the church, praying for your family and mine. Thank you, and I'm really, really enjoying this lesson.
Sister Anderson, we certainly appreciate you, and we thank you for the prayers and certainly the encouragement, the spiritual encouragement. We'll certainly keep you in prayer. Please invite some people next week. I think this is a topic that we all have dealt with before, trying to figure out why people just don't treat us the right way and act like they don't like us. So I've dealt with that. God put it on my heart to share it with other people. I just hope that it continues to bless people. God bless you, Sister Anderson. Caller ending in 8952, you're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Hi, Brother John. This is Gilda Brown from Waynesboro, Georgia. I'm praying for more love, peace, and unity all over the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Brown. We'll certainly continue to pray for those things as well. God bless you tonight. Caller in again, 1340. You're on the air live now. State your prayer request at this time, please.
Good evening. This is Sister Carol Walker. Asking for continued prayer for myself, for my health, as it has improved tremendously over the past few weeks. Asking for the same for Sister Shannon Spires. Asking for prayers for my daughter, Sika Smith, who started a temp position today and has had some other interviews that something more permanent will come forth for her. Today was my last day with the pre-K class, bittersweet, but me in prayer that something more permanent will come available for me as well. Thank you.
God bless you, Sister Walker. We'll certainly keep you in prayer. We want to thank all of you for being with us tonight on Passion for Christ. I want you to know that we have people all over the country and various states with us, and we give God the honor, glory, and every bit of the praise. If you're physically able, if you would and could, we're going to ask that you remain with us for the next moment or two for a brief prayer. We're going to have one of our prayer warriors here at the Grace View Church of Christ in Anderson. Brother Matthew Gardner is going to lead us in a very brief prayer. God bless you so much. Make sure you tune in next week as we discuss part two of the futility of likability. Brother Gardner, you're on live right now. Give us a prayer, brother. Thank you.
Our Father, which art in heaven, O good Master. Once again, Heavenly Father, we come, Lord, with a heart full of thanks. We thank thee, Lord, for Jesus, the Son of the living God, who died on that old rugged cross for the sins of the world. Based upon the fact what Jesus did on that old rugged cross, thou be so kind to forgive us for all shortcomings and forgive us for all our sins. Heavenly Father, you have a host of your saints on the call tonight, Heavenly Father. Thou be so kind, Lord, to grant each and every petition. You know each and every one name by name and situation by situation. According to your blessed will, Heavenly Father, Lord, bless Sister Smith, Heavenly Father. She asks a prayer for all those on the call, the church, the youth, all those, Lord, is in the household of faith. Sister Anderson as well, Heavenly Father, Lord. She asked a prayer for the one who lost a brother, Heavenly Father. Those who are going through allergies and sickness or whatever it may be, pray for the church as well, Heavenly Father. Lord, continue, Lord, just uplift thy holy in that name, Heavenly Father. Sister Brown is with Heavenly Father. She asks for peace. She asks for love. She asks for unity. We pray, Heavenly Father, we speak the same thing, be of the same manner, of the same judgment. Then the blood of Jesus the righteous cleans us from all sins. A special, special prayer on Sister Walker, Heavenly Father, Lord. She is truly thankful, Lord, for one more day into being a child of God. Lord, she has a special prayer for her health, Lord, Heavenly Father, Lord. For Shannon, Heavenly Father, her daughter, Seeker Smith, Heavenly Father, Lord. All those, Heavenly Father, Lord, just looking for a job. She's looking for a job, Lord. Just bless each and every one accordingly. Lord, as we run this race with patience and do until the end, Lord, go the last mile of the way. Lord, we want to put thee first. We want to hear thy voice and see thy face in peace, saying, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful in a few things. Make thee ruler of many things. Enter thy in the joy of the Lord. What a day that will be, Heavenly Father. These and all the blessings in Jesus' name. Let the saints of God with one voice say, amen.
I want to be in the
I wanna be near.
Church of Christ would like to thank each person on this call tonight for your attention to this most important matter of salvation and for extending your prayer requests to God as well. We pray that the biblical principles from God's Word tonight have helped you understand who God is and what He would have us to do. Join us next week and persuade someone new to join us as we discuss the wisdom in the Word of God on Passion for Christ at 9 p.m. with Minister Brian C. Jones. In keeping with the mandate given in Mark Chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, to his disciples by Jesus Christ, we urge you to go into the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. May God bless you and have a blessed night.